Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagland. You got, oh man, Corey Majors.
What is up?
But then it gets complicated.
It does get complicated.
Because I don't see the famous Alec Medford. And, Corey, I'll tell you this. I did see the famous Alec Medford yesterday.
Yep.
But alas, he is not here now.
I think if you saw, you know what? I'm going to leave it.
I am really curious if you're going to finish the rest of that sentence.
Alec told me on the way out, he was like, hey, I'm off by tomorrow, by the way. And I was like, sweet. Get some rest. And then I smiled and said, or maybe not. Wink. You know what I mean, Kevin?
Will you please expand?
Maybe he wanted to stay out since he had the day off.
Ah.
I didn't know exactly what his plans were. But I said, I saw him. I said, hey, have a good one. And hopefully he did. Hopefully he had a great evening and things turn out very well for him.
But in his stead, we welcome in Jacob. How the hell are you doing?
Doing fantastic, guys. How you doing?
Did you see Alec yesterday?
I did not see Alec yesterday. I wasn't able to pop out to the Sandler event, unfortunately.
Oh, man. Maybe next time.
Maybe next time, yeah.
It's a fun event. My oldest had never been. And he was kind of like trying to find reasons. He was like, oh, I got to do this. I got to do that. And then I was like, dude, look, I bought a ticket for you. You're going.
Yeah.
He showed up. He left. He was like, dude, Dad, thank you so much. I had so much fun. He got a Kendra Scott necklace for his girlfriend.
Oh, well, then sounds like you don't need World Cup tickets.
If she's listening,
you should be in school.
Yep, you got study, you got grades. But he did that, and then my daughter had, like, she showed up with face paint.
Yeah.
She expected that she was going to paint kids' faces.
Oh.
Because last year they did face painting in one of the lounges. And so she was like, I'm going to paint everybody's face. And I was like, all right, let's do that. When I show up, wife looks at me and goes, hey, this isn't good. We're not supposed to have paint on the field. And Lucy, once her mind gets set on something, she's got her mind set on you.
Yeah.
Like immediately now, this is her only goal. This is what she wants to accomplish.
I understand that.
And she was upset. And then she saw, I got her some cotton candy, and she saw her friend, and she was like, okay, things are better now. And she ended up getting a bracelet for, can't tell that story either.
And she got to talk to Carter. I saw that. It's a great event.
Yeah, they were having a good chat.
It's not as good as Peace-a-thon, but it's a pretty good event. So congratulations to everything that happened there. In the meantime, congratulations to the Stars. Can you go and give me cut number 13, please? Because it's time for the Stars, probably mostly Stars, and Mavs Super segment.
Mikko Rantanen's fourth attempt of the year, a short conversation with the Stripes. Now he gets the green light. Rantanen on Jari. Scores! Mikko gives Dallas the lead.
And you also got three saves in the shootout from Mr. Ottinger, which made it an all-around good day. The Stars pick up another set of points. 10 straight games they've picked up points in, and this team has been freaking awesome. And even if you want to talk about Sagan and Bischel going on the long-term injured reserve, which I think we expected, but in their stead, Duchesne is back, Lundqvist is back, and so even when you lose those two, you have two to kind of, sort of, take their place.
Yeah, this I don't have any worries when it comes to this team. They have a star. And then, I know they're the stars, but they have a star player, and then they have a lot of other guys that can step into starlight if they want to. That's weird. But that they're a very talented team that's going to continue to. This is the problem, though, Kevin. This is the problem. The cross that they bear, if you will. I hate to use it that way, but they have to. They are one thing.
Mm.
This is going to be a fun season. New head coach. Some obstacles to overcome within a season. You can't just assume a team's going to be somewhere.
Sure.
But most Stars
except
fans,
in the playoffs. I've assumed the Stars will be in the playoffs.
I'm interested. Yes, you assume that, and they should, like, based on how this thing's going right now, for sure. But I wonder how Stars fans feel every night going into the AAC. Is there this energy of like, oh my gosh, I can't, this is it, dude. I'm at the Stars game, baby. And I know.
I hope so.
I hope so too, because I hope that never gets old. It's the feeling of, oh, you know what? It doesn't matter until the playoffs, or it doesn't matter until we get to.
I get that.
And that's whenever you're like, oh, the joy of this all is the chase. It's supposed to be. But the each night part of it, that's the enjoyment. I hope there is still that electricity. Stars fans, can you tell me, when you're going to the AAC, are you still in this mindset of like, I am here, ice, I love it, I just love this vibe? Or are you like, all right, I'm here, but I'm waiting for them. I got my arms folded, and I'm waiting for them to prove something to me.
Man, I kind of hope I run into more people at sporting events now who are just watching with their arms folded, because I actually think that would be super fun.
Give them the thumbs down whenever they score a goal. You're like, what?
I was like, why are you even here? We played this in Crosstalk, but Haskinen is able to tie it up with less than 2 minutes to go on a 6-on-5, pull the goalie. And then, obviously, Ottinger looks good in the shootout. Rantanen gets that goal that we just played. And so you get the win, and Here is the craziest stat I might present to you all day. The Dallas Stars, I told you, have gotten points in 10 straight games. They are 8-0-2, okay? So out of a possible 20 points, they've picked up 18 of them. In that run, they have gained 1 point on Colorado.
That's tough. That's brutal.
Because Colorado.
Well, at least you gained one, though.
Yes, you did. Because Colorado is 8-1-1, suffering only their second regulation loss all season. And so that, I could see how that might be like a little disappointing. But remember, hockey fans, you don't want to win the Presidents, because that guarantees you. Well, it doesn't guarantee you, but it usually means an early playoff exit. So you just sit there right behind Colorado, and usually whoever has the best record in the NHL loses in the second round. Guess when you would play Colorado in the second round. And so it's all lining up based on the history of hockey to go your way, and then you'll be in the Western Conference Finals again, and then we'll see if we can figure something out.
All right, can I ask you a question, though?
Yes.
Do you still believe, based on history, that somebody else will win in the NFC East?
There's a reason that segment's coming up. And it's
because here we are with history before us, Kevin.
Look,
I want all the trophies.
Okay.
I'll take the Presidents, Stanley Cup, the Vezina. Give me all the trophies.
There's a chance.
Give me
those.
Every trophy. Yeah.
Give me
the heart.
Chance.
I want the heart.
We got some work to do.
The John Hart Award.
Not that one. Right. We have some work to do on the Vezina and the heart, but it is possible.
I want all the trophies. See, if we want all the trophies, then we can say we were the most dominant ever.
Okay.
But you're like, no, we don't want one of those trophies because of a curse.
No, it's...
You don't even believe in the Madden curse.
No, that's true.
Or the
true.
Sports Illustrated curse.
That is also true. I don't believe in those curses, but it's been 26 years since you won the Cup, so I'll take just that. And, like, I hear what you're
is
saying.
Is it more for Canada?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's Canada, 30-something years?
Canada hasn't won a Cup in 32 years. At least the Stars know they could. Like, if you're a Canadian team, just give up right now. You have a look, the Canadian teams had a better shot of winning the MLS over the weekend, which they also didn't,
mm-hmm.
than a Canadian team has of winning the Stanley Cup. But this is another just unbelievably encouraging set of games for the Stars, especially because of, and you referenced this in the cross, the injuries that you've had.
Yeah.
Here's one of the issues that you're going to run into that, especially when we talked about long-term injured reserve of Bischel, who we think will be back, and Sagan, who probably will not, is these injuries haven't eased up. You didn't just get Duchesne back, and now you're just adding. At the same time, you lost people. But the Stars have already shown to be incredibly resilient when it comes to physicality, mental toughness, and with all of the injuries. So I'm very encouraged that they continue to rock and roll even with all these injuries.
Stars fans have the feeling I had when we had Luka and Kyrie from the 2-1-4. That was a good feeling.
Okay.
You understood where you were. You're a great offensive team. You might have to do some things scrappily defensively.
Yeah.
I think this team physically, Kevin, you talked about it a little more, it's becoming more physical. Hopefully they will ramp up throughout and become that in the playoffs. That's always my hope.
Yeah.
But it's hard to turn that mentality on if you don't practice it. And then somebody said, definitely a vibe. Look at every national anthem. I love the Stars from the 2-1-4. Always ready for my next game, and I'll be there. So I love that. I love hearing that the vibe is still that effective with a team that has that kind of winning culture, not just within the locker room, but within the fan base.
And then somebody asked, who is the star of the Stars? I am going to default
to Mikko.
To Mikko, but the thing I love.
You have Robertson. You have. Wyatt, you have a lot of guys that can be.
I think Ottinger.
Yes.
I don't know if everybody feels the same way. I still have hopes that Roope can be that on a consistent basis. Haskinen, like, you have your players 2 through 6 as anybody else.
What if Roope is Ian Kinsler?
That would be good for the team. I think financially you'd be disappointed, but that money spent.
But like,
so you can't get it back.
An effect on game where you're just like, no, he has a positive effect.
For sure.
But it's just, he's not Josh Hamilton.
For sure.
You know,
look,
or.
And there's teams with better second players, obviously, like the Avalanche. But if you look at your depth, like players 2 through 6 in terms of just overall quality, I think the Stars are better than anybody in the NHL. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You asked this question. So let's get into it. The remaining path for the Cowboys to make the playoffs. And do I think that the NFC East curse plays into that just a little bit? The answer is yes. We'll get you the details next on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You know, going back to the Stars for just a second from the 2-1-4, with Sagan on long-term injured reserve, we can do what Vegas always does with Stone and add another great player until the playoffs and add Sagan back. Now, because of that exact thing, and the Stars have done it once as well, because of that exact thing, the NHL has vastly tightened up their rules on the long-term injured reserve. So you can get money for Sagan, but that is going to alter what you're able to do with him going forward. So I like the way we're thinking. Circumvent the cap to give your own team an advantage, but the NHL saw what Vegas did.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
They saw what we did. There was another team that did it before as well. I'm drawing a blank. And they have tightened up some of those rules.
All right. I love rules, though.
Do you?
I do love rules.
Okay.
Here's why. Structure. Okay. I think structure's important.
That's true.
I also love the world of free form. That's definite too. But Kevin, every once in a while when things get out of hand, the best way to get everything back together is to go clean your room.
Okay.
And then you tidy that up and then you work from out there and you got structure. So rules are important.
Okay. Thank you for that. Now, let's talk about the Cowboys. Did you just break the...
How many yeah. times do you break the little hangy part? What's it called?
And we got a boogie, too.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Fine.
Because I do want to talk about that, but we got to move.
Gotcha.
Because we got a Cowboys presser coming up. All right. Cowboys, 6-6-1. Can they still make the playoffs? I know a lot of people are not optimistic about that. Totally get it.
When you ask can, you're talking about... really, like,
yeah.
the mathematical equation.
Probably.
Does your heart tell you.
Yeah, and I know it can fall into anything can happen.
Yes.
Like, I get that.
I agree.
Here is a thing that has to happen. You have to win out, or else none of this matters, okay? So, I'm just walking people through the path. I'm not saying it's going to happen. So, you need the Cowboys to go 10-6-1. So, you got to win out, which I think, if you look at their schedule, is conceivable. Now, what else do you need? You need the Eagles to lose tonight, all right? Because I know people will be like, oh, you need the Eagles to go 2-3. And that is true. But if you realistically look at the schedule, the two most losable games are tonight, especially with Carter out, and Carter out maybe for a while, and then December 28th against the Bills. Because it really is looking like the Bills are maybe going to have something to play for. So those two games... You agree that you can see a world in which they lose those two games, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that would put them, again, I know this is not in order, but that would put them at 8-6. And then you host the Raiders at Washington and host Washington. You need them to lose one more game out of those three, which, again, I know this weekend didn't help that cause, especially with Jaden Daniels going back down. Hopefully that injury is not as consequential as the ones he's been going through, and he'll be back, and he could take down the Eagles for one of those. If that happens, they would be 10-7, and you would theoretically win the division.
Okay.
So that's option one, and that's the most logical option. So you really need the Eagles to lose tonight, because if they win tonight... That means you would need them to finish 1-3.
Okay.
And you've got Vegas, Washington, and Washington. And that feels...
I don't know, is Jaden Daniels going to play the rest of the year?
I think he...
Mariota going to play?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But that is not your only option. That is easily the most logical option, especially with the curse of the NFC East, because it's been 21, 22 years since a team has won back-to-back. Do I put a tiny bit of stock in that? Yes. Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Your other two options, the Bears and the Lions. You can look at the San Francisco 49ers if you want, but that's another thing where you need them to go 1-3, and they've got the Titans... The Colts, the Bears, and the Seahawks. So I don't know about that.
Yeah, I think they're going to be.
People heard the Colts took a pretty big shot this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So then that leads you to the Lions and the Bears. All right, the Lions, here's their schedule the rest of the way. At the Bears, host the Steelers, at the Vikings, at the Bears. Did I say at the Bears? At the Rams.
They could win out. They could flop.
Yeah, and so you would need... You would need them to go 2-2. You look at that schedule, you can definitely go 2-2. But let's take a look at the Bears, because the Bears are in the playoffs right now. The Bears are 9-4. You would need the Bears to complete a collapse. and go 1-3 down the stretch. Ooh, tough.
I don't think that's happening.
Here's the good news, though, Corey. You host the Browns. Look, the Browns just lost to the Titans, so I'm going to assume that's a win.
They don't even want to put their quarterback in for game-winning moments.
That, man, what a weird situation that was. But then the last three. Look at the Bears' last three games. Host the Packers, at the 49ers, host the Lions.
Tough.
That is a brutal stretch. So
this is great for the NFL.
I agree with that. I would key in on the Bears and the Eagles to pick up losses. I think those are your two most logical paths, because even if the Lions crap out, you can jump over them, but that doesn't necessarily put you in the playoffs. So you're looking at seed number 3 with the Eagles as having the opportunity, or seed number 7. I think those are realistically your two viable paths to the playoffs right now. Seed 3 or seed 7. And you have to win the rest of your 4 games to even make that conceivably possible.
Yeah, the Vikings looked good because Washington's terrible. The Cowboys, true. I think that's going to be a game where we go, wow, what a game. And it's a coin flip in my mind right now. It still is. That Vikings game is a coin flip in my mind. So this is, the Cowboys have this in front of them. They have to do their part to get them the right spot. As far as other things go, no other worries other than win. Like that's the only thing right now as a fan base. If you're interested, like you can be interested in other things later. Right now, it's just focus on, got to get wins, do your part, and see what see where the cards fall after that.
And I'm sorry to be so flippant about things like this from the 972. It's not possible. We can't even win 3 games in a row, no matter who the opponents are. Just a reminder that going into the Lions game, you had won 3 games in a row. So that line of logic is false. But
that was very flippant.
I'm sorry. That was rude of me. But I felt like that was a rude text.
You just, all you did was point out the truth.
Yeah.
They legitimately did this year.
Yeah. And so,
and they win 4 in a row.
Look, so far this season, no, they have not been able to do so. But yeah, so really focus in on the Monday night game, but keep an eye on the Bears. Because if you're worried, like if Philadelphia wins tonight, I think you're going to have people that are like, now you can't possibly make the playoffs. I think that's false. Because I think you need to keep an eye in particular on the Bears. The fact that the Bears and the Lions have tough schedules down the stretch could mean that they would be able to help the Cowboys by taking one another out, or in the Bears' case, just faltering on their own. And you could find a scenario in which the Bears are 10-7, the Lions are 10-7, and the Cowboys are 10-6-1 and would be able to take that number 7 spot. Do I think that is the most logical outcome? Of course not. But people wanted to know, what is your path to the playoffs? Eagles, Lions, Bears. Watch those 3 teams. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next,
oh my,
we will hear from, not bad, from Brian Schottenheimer, who I assume has taken notes and will tell everybody who asked questions about the playoffs this exact plan. We'll find out next on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to hear from Dallas Cowboys head coach Brian Schottenheimer in just a minute, but also wanted to throw out for your planning purposes the games we got, or the matches we got, for the World Cup on Sunday, June 14th. You get the Netherlands against Japan, and then you also get England. Oh, Shoddy doesn't want to hear that. He's ready to go right here on The Fan.
Doing good.
Calvin Watkins of Dallas Morning News. After the weekend, and you got like 4 games left, what is your message to your group in terms of finishing out these last 4 games?
Yeah, control we control. Win. You know, stay in the moment, and can't control what anybody else does, but you can control the way you process and prep, and you can't win unless you win on Wednesday, you know, in the meetings and then leading to practice, and that's the only way I know how to do it.
Will you peek tonight at the game and see what Philly's doing and try to figure out where you stand?
No. I'll look at the scoreboard when it's over, and I'm sure somebody's going to say, hey, it's whatever, whatever, but no, I got plenty to do with that Vikings defense.
One last thing. Health updates on Diggs, Clowney, and Guyton. Do you anticipate them possibly practicing this week?
Yeah, we'll see. I think, you know, Diggs should be good to go with practice, and then we'll find out a little bit more over the next 2 days, 48 hours, with Guyton and Clowney. Thank you.
I'm Brian Todd Archer with ESPN. He forgot one guy, CD. How's he doing? Yeah. I know you've not gotten on the field yet, but how's he doing?
Yeah, he's doing good. Talked to him over the weekend. He's doing good. He's progressing nicely. And, again, hopefully things all work out like we expect.
And then Flournoy's improvement, I don't know, or his increased production, what would you put that on for him here in his second year? Where has he improved most?
Probably the route running. You know, I mean, here's a guy that's got always had the size and the speed, but, you know, Todd, he's worked really, really hard on the fundamentals of top of the route transition. He's always been very strong at the catch point, but also learning the system. But the biggest thing for me is he's a young player that just if you watch him pre-practice, post-practice, working on how to create separation at the top of the route, speed turns, you know, tight turns, bursting turns, all those different things. I think that's where you're seeing him create more and more separation. And it's through hard work. I mean, really is. He's a professional. He's very mature for his age, young player, and just really proud of him.
Jim, I'm sure with The Athletic, you mentioned after the game you thought Dak took too many shots. How is he doing, and how do you guys kind of fix that?
Yeah, he's doing good. You know, something that we've done actually really well for the most part all year, John. And this team that's coming in here is going to create a bunch of problems for us in that regard because they're really good at that. But, again, pass protection involves everybody. You know, it involves receivers getting open, and the line obviously has to do their job, and the backs have to do their job, and Dak's got to get the ball out when he can. But talked to him over the weekend as well, and everybody's in a good spot. They're motivated to get back on the field and play. We know we let one slip away, and that's okay. But we'll get back on the horse, and here we go.
And then with the, I think it's 10-year games, you guys have started out trailing. Is there anything you've been able to see from looking back on that of what can possibly change to maybe you guys get off some faster starts?
Yeah, again, we've looked at some different things. You know, there's a few things with the openers that we've talked about, and, you know, we're big into deferring. Why? Well, we like that. To get the ball in the second half. You know, that extra possession in the second half I think has been good to us at times. But it really comes back to the fact just the execution, you know, has not been at the level that we need it to be. And we can score in a hurry, and we've played well, but there's not one thing that we're like, man, if we do this, we'll start faster.
Nick Harris, four-star Telegram, along the same lines of Dak taking too many shots, the tackles allowed double-digit pressures in that game against the Lions. What was your evaluation of those two guys and how they can improve moving forward?
Yeah, again, I thought, you know, Nate struggled. I mean, I think he'll be the first one to tell you that. Young player, second start. Again, very talented. I think where Nate needs to grow is understand he plays a very difficult position to play, and you're going to get beat at times, and you got to bounce back. But for him, it was more of the aggressive sets. What do I mean by that? I talked about in our conference call, I think, the other day. But, like, his initial set was really good, and then as there was space, he would begin to kind of turn his shoulders, which softens the edge and makes it easier for the defensive end to affect the quarterback, whereas Nate's 330-pound man, you know, with incredible athleticism and size, and he needs to stay square longer. And so that's something that we'll keep working with him on. And I think Terrence has played really well all year long. And, again, we got into a situation in the noise where these guys were – generating a lot of pressure and coming off the edges. And, you know, again, it's a tough position to be in. And but I thought, you know, Terrence has played really well for most of the season. And like I said, you know, I really do feel like it's one of the best things we've done all year is protect Dak. And we didn't do it very well the other night. And we need to do it better this week against the Vikings.
I'm sure you got some extra time to watch the Vikings yesterday. Justin Jefferson in their last two games just has 4 receptions for 15 yards. When you see that or hear that, do you anticipate more balls going his way on Sunday, or how do you kind of juggle the statistics with what you've seen on film?
Yeah, I don't get too caught up in the statistics. I think it's probably a really good idea for them to throw him the ball.
Comment.
Tommy Arsh, DallasCowboys.com. You were saying after the game last week that you kind of, now that you had some time after 4 games in 17 days, take some time to self-scout. What did you look at in self-scout? Was there anything that kind of jumped off at you while you were looking back at some of the things from these last 4 games?
Yeah, I would say, again, the two main things was the ball, you know, our inability to get the ball, take it away, and then how loose we've carried it. You know, I think that's something that we have to clean up. You know, I mean, I think that's the biggest reason why, you know, we sit here right now is we're minus eight in turnovers and the giveaway takeaway ratio. And there's definitely some fundamental things that we can clean up and need to tighten up. I think that's one. And then there were some things in the red zone on both sides of the ball that we need to probably do a little bit more of. And when we do that, I think that should hopefully get us the results that we want.
And the kickoff coverage unit has given up the fourth most yards this year on kickoff returns. What have your conversations with Nick been like about trying to get that number down and give your defense some better field position?
Yeah, we need to do that, number one. The kickoff coverage leverage has not been very good. You know, we've lost contain, and, you know, the way it's all set up now is, again, my left arm's free. I got to keep my left arm free. And guys are trying to make plays, and, again, the way you – cover kicks well is to have everybody do their job, stay in their lane, keep their contain, play with the right arm free, and we haven't done that, and again, we'll be looking at maybe some personnel adjustments as well.
Scott Ricks with the AP. You said Friday you talked to George about the social media thing. Have you had a chance to do that?
I did. I had a good conversation with George over the weekend, along with a number of players.
Do you think it's fair to say that he lives his football life under a bit of a microscope, considering the circumstances of the trade?
I think George just loves football. You know, every time I'm around him, I know he just loves football. He loves playing the football, and it's a place like most of these guys where they get to just be their true selves. And you know, I know he's great in practice, and he's great in the games because he loves it.
Counsel for him on that front? I mean, maybe you don't see it that way, but you ever talk to him about, you know, people are going to look at you a little bit differently than maybe they might others or not?
You know, I talk to George about a lot of things. Again, I'll keep that between George and I, but again, I just...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know, I love watching the guy play football. I'll just kind of leave it at that, Skyler. I think the guy has more fun playing football than most people. And I think when you do that, I think that's usually a recipe when you're as talented as he is. That's why you can impact games the way that he does.
Joe Hoyt, Dallas Morning News. You talked about Ryan Flannoy's improvement. You guys waived him at the beginning of the year. Was there a little bit of anxiety when you put him through waivers? And how did he respond to that, and what have you seen from him?
Yes, there was a lot of anxiety because we certainly, we drafted him. We wanted him back. We were hoping that he would come back. He wanted to be back, which was good. And I think I remember him just, taking it, as motivating, and, I really appreciate the young man's maturity. I appreciate the way he – His faith is very strong. You know, I know going through everything with Marshawn, he's been one of the more outspoken, you know, guys about his faith and how he draws from that. But I was not surprised when he burst onto the scene against the Jets with his big game. And then I was not surprised by the way he performed last week in Detroit.
You talked before about your fourth down decisions being more of a gut kind of feel. How do you self-scout kind of what a gut feeling is like, or how do you kind of reevaluate how you decide fourth down decisions?
I mean, I'm always going to go with my gut. I'm going to listen, you know, to, you know, feeder and the things we're talking about and have a sense of the game, but I'm always going to go with my gut. And the reason why you do that is because you're the guy that's got to look at yourself in the mirror, whether it works or it doesn't. You know, you're going to look at yourself in the mirror. People are going to like it. People are going to criticize if it doesn't work. They're going to think you're a genius if it does work. And but at the end of the day, when I'm brushing my teeth, going to bed at night or waking up in the morning, you know, I need to make sure that I'm doing my part to give us the best chance to win.
Garrett Podell, CBS Sports. Brian, you played the quarterback position. You call the plays. What are your thoughts on J.J. McCarthy's season? It's been kind of up and down, but probably at his best game yesterday.
Yeah, he played great. A little bit I saw of the game, just flipping through the different games and things like that. I thought he played great. Looked very comfortable. Very talented young man. And again, I won't speak too much into it, but again, I've heard amazing things about him as a leader and you know, what he brings to that locker room. And, you know, I coach Kevin O'Connell in New York. He was one of our backup quarterbacks. Love Kevin. I think he's an incredible coach. And, he is an expert in developing quarterbacks. I'll say that, talking about Kevin. And I think that the future looks very bright for J.J.
Christy Scales, Cowboys Radio, 105.3, The Fan. You were talking about pass protection earlier. Brian Flores, the Vikings DC, is he one of the tops in bringing extra rushers? And what kind of stress and challenges does he put on you?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, Christy, he brings a lot of different unscouted looks, a lot of cover zeros, a lot of different looks that you have to be ready for. And again, it's one of those situations where you have to trust your rules. And, you know, we have answers and things that should account for some of those free runners and things like that. But the chess match is real, as people say. And I think Brian's one of the best in the business.
Cal.
I think the biggest criticism of George from that game was the effort from the outside looking in. How much did you guys get to meeting the minds about the effort?
Yeah, we talked a little bit about it. And again, he just, you know, in his words, he goes, "Hey, Shoddy, I didn't play my best game." And, I think that unfortunately, none of us, you know, played our best game. And so that's real. But again, I don't worry about George and his love for football and playing this game. And again, you know, for 5 or 6 weeks, he was the talk of the sporting world. You know, look at George Pickens. And, you know, again, we didn't coach or play well enough to win that game in Detroit. They beat us. It is what it is. We've had a couple days to, you know, reset, refocus, and now we're on to Minnesota.
One more. Is Rocco, how have you seen him grow from when you first got him week one to where we are right now?
Again, I'll talk about, you know, the leadership and using his voice and all that. I think just the passion for the way he plays the game is real. But like I said the other day, I think the biggest thing for me, I've always known he's had a great first step, the ability to affect quarterbacks. But the way he plays the run is unique for a rookie that, you know, came out of BC as a known pass rusher. But the physicality that he plays with in the run game and really on all D&Ds is very unique, in my opinion. And that's why I think he's going to be a star in this league.
Todd. Your coaches talk a lot when a quarterback throws a pick or has a bad game, whatever. You learn more about the guy after that. Can the same be said about corners? And what do you expect from a guy like Revel, who's going through it for the first time?
Yeah. Again, I think you can. And I think that's all part of the process, is having conversations with those guys. And, you know, Vaughn is a very confident guy, but he's playing a very tough position to play. And, again, he's like, I put him in the same category with me. You know, I didn't have my best night. He didn't have his best night. And but we woke up the next day and we were both motivated to get better, and he's going to do that. And, again, when you've got a rookie corner that's playing at the level that he's played with the confidence, I don't worry about him. I mean, it's a guy that all he wants to do is get up and play press man-to-man. And
you don't lack confidence if you do that. You know, there's most guys who are like, okay, I'm going to back up a little bit. Like, ooh, let me give myself a little bit more cushion. He's more like, hey, let me get closer to this guy because I want to put hands on him. But, you know, I don't worry about him. And he's one of those guys, again, I think is just every week, man, he's getting better and he's learning, he's growing. And I think that's great for our football team.
Yeah.
What do you remember about your time with Kevin O'Connell in New York? And did you see then that he could be a head coach one day?
I did. I remember it a lot. I remember him coming out of San Diego State. I remember him going to New England. I remember, you know, bringing him over as a free agent. But I really remember him, you know, we were in a division against the Patriots, and we would go back and forth. But Kevin had been in New England with Tom and knew a lot of Tom's answers and blitzes, and he would get with Rex and the defensive staff every time we'd play the Patriots, and basically he'd become a defensive coach that week. And so he'd give a great look on scout team, but he'd help them come up with blitzes and how to attack things. And you know, if you've ever been around the guy's very personable, very football intelligent, and just, you know, he's a leader of men. And so I was not surprised when he became a head coach. I was not surprised to see his success, because every time I've been around the guy, I've just been impressed by him as a man, husband, a father, all those things. And again, he just he really helped us, you know, beat a really good team a number of times when we were facing off against the Patriots.
Have you spoken with him since you got the job?
Yeah, saw him a couple different times.
What is today? I know it's a bonus day, but what do you guys do today?
We're rehashing, going through the game, resetting, and then we're going to do some hospital visits. So a chance for us to give back to the community a little bit. And it's a great day to show our gratitude just for how blessed we are. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thanks, Tom.
There you go, Brian Schottenheimer, right here on 105.3 The Fan. It feels like, and I know he, as somebody who also gesticulates quite a bit, that he's going to war with that podium quite a bit with a boom, boom, boom.
He has things to say.
He does have things to say. Potential positives in there. Digs. Looking like he should be able to, he's good to go and should be able to practice. Guyton, Clowney, sounds like an important 48 hours for their progression. And then he said something about CeeDee Lamb. I know it's more difficult being in the concussion protocol and everything like that, but he said things appear to be progressing in the direction they want them to. So I know it's early, but obviously optimism that he'll be good to go for this weekend as well.
Well, and also when it comes to these concussions, you can have lots of varying
for
things
sure.
happen all
for
the time.
Sure.
Hey, did you see the guy that was like, hey, this is very similar to Tua's over the weekend? He kind of pointed the fingers and things like that. And I remember listening as Brad Sham was talking about it. And he was like, he keeps grabbing at his knee. And that was just, it was part of the neurological system just doing what it does. That's what's so like scary and fascinating and weird about all this together. When it comes to Diggs, Kevin, I'm going to ask Steven this. What's your confidence in him in this defense when he steps on the field?
Right.
Because I don't know where I stand on it right now.
That's fair.
If he had questions about this defense early and where he feels it's good or bad right now, and does he fit in? Did he buy in? And he's like, I got this. Don't worry about it. I'm very interested to see, you know, what the kind of impact he can make, though.
And then we were about to go through the World Cup schedule. It got cut off, but I appreciate all the info that Brian Schottenheimer brought us. It's going to start with Netherlands against Japan. Then you get England versus Croatia, Argentina against Austria, I believe, right? Austria. And then
Australia.
Are you sure?
No.
Okay. Japan versus a qualifier. And then you get another Argentina match. I saw you look at me a little quizzically earlier, and it was because, like, every team has its theoretical, like, home stadium for all of these. And I think Argentina's home stadium,
nowhere near Dallas,
is AT&T Stadium.
Okay. So, like,
but I think,
like, you're the home team when you go to Germany.
Right.
And you're the home team. It's like, are the fans there wearing all my jerseys? No.
I bet they will. I mean, like,
I think it's half and half.
People will travel like crazy for this, and then their last match is against Jordan, at least in the Metroplex.
It is cool. Like, listen, the Argentinian fans are, we've seen it live in action.
Yes.
It is crazy. And so it is kind of cool to have that team in your stadium as a city, Dallas, as the city of Dallas hosts that stadium and that
what?
Team. The city of
is
Dallas.
Happening?
It's the city. It's the Dallas Stadium.
Okay, we all know it's in Arlington. Well, people here. Whether it's WrestleMania, Netflix stuff we've seen, it's Dallas. All right. I'm sorry, Arlington. I know it's Arlington. Nobody else seems to care. But
Bob Costas.
I had some conversations with people that were like, these tickets are tougher to get than Super Bowl tickets. So I'm excited to see how the city or the Metroplex area gets taken over, which fan base is like the best at traveling. Because we talk about that with college football quite a bit as well.
The Super Bowl is like, as much of it is a worldwide spectacle.
Feels kind of corporate-y.
That and also a lot of U.S. people are trying to get into that. The countries are trying to get into this
for sure.
Like, and then not only that, but the people who live here who represent those countries who live in America are already so. And then there's the casual fan that's just like, I want to go to soccer.
Yeah.
And like that, this is a hot ticket, man, for sure.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we will talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola, right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.